Some of the topics we're learning about include the halacha of ben shemacher benichsi aviv b'chaya aviv ameis. If Reuven sold his anticipated share in his father Yaakov's estate, and the son Reuven died before the father Yaakov, benoy meitzim yahalukuchis chanoich, the son of Reuven can extract from the buyer his father's share in Yaakov's estate, because as the Rashbam explains, b'mnei shehin ro b'loy bo liad Reuven me'olam. Since Reuven died before the assets came to his possession, the sale was not effective because a buyer can acquire the sale item only after it comes into the seller's possession. The question whether Bezuhi Shekasha Bedina Mominis, this ruling is most complex and difficult to understand of all monetary laws, which depends on Le'inyan Dina, Matzi Amar Mekoich Avua de Abba Kasina, regarding monetary matters, whether or not a grandson is considered a direct heir of his grandfather. Several other dinim mamonis which are not considered complex. The question of ben maush yirish es imer bekever lahanchel la'achin min ha'av. Does a son inherit his mother's assets even after he dies, as in a case of meis ha'ben ve'achkach meis ha'imay? If the son first died and then his mother died, are these assets inherited by the son's heirs through his father, or are they inherited by the mother's heirs through her father?